Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the OVS 2017 nine months financial results presentation. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask a question. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Stefano Beraldo, CEO of OVS. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good afternoon, and thank you for joining this nine-month financial result conference. I think we had a pretty decent quarter. Unfortunately, in what I consider to be still a challenging environment, seems that environment remains one issue because the market is still moderately negative, lower, less negative compared to last year, but still in the range of -1 in the quarter. So, net sales, excluding the contribution given from the new customer, ChargeBakery, has been +4.6, which means basically an underlying situation of flat, like for like, more or less. EBITDA continued to grow, reaching 138 million, which is +9.6% compared to last year. And good gross margin and cost control enabled EBITDA margin to improve, including the margin contributed by the ChargeBakery margin. We achieve at 13.4% in the nine months. Profit increases even more, thanks to operating leverage. And in line with our plan, the new openings with the 29 full format DOS, another almost 100 small stores, normally kids, normally almost entirely in franchising. And market share that continues the growth, another +30 basis points versus January this year, and +47 basis points compared to last year, October, representing again a great growth, and according to the analysis, the highest market share increase among all the players in the market. So moving a little bit more deeper in the figures, the net sales grew by 4.6, as we said, driven both by network expansion. We opened about 29. Now, we opened 29 stores, 19 OVS and 10 Upim, full format, on top of the almost 100 small franchising kids, and also refurbishments. We refurbished the 12 stores according to the new image in the nine months. The return generated by the refurbishment is very encouraging, with more than 15% sales increase compared to last year on the same floor space on the newly refurbished stores. And also the new openings are performing in the nine months in line with expectations. So we still think that we are gonna have a good year in terms of contribution of the new opening, which are still not dilutive in the margin of our company. EBITDA increased not only because of the top line, but also gross margin has been improving, mostly because of two reasons, or maybe three reasons: lower markdown compared to last year, some synergy from ChargeBakery sales, and contribution of Upim, which is continuing increasing its profitability margin-wise, so continuing generating an accretive contribution to the EBITDA margin. Even the international expansion, including, but also excluding ChargeBakery, is starting contributing in a still small but material way to the sales and to the profitability. In the first 9 months of year 2017, the business unit, which is in charge of, call it organic international growth, opened, mostly under franchising agreement, about 50% of new space compared to last year during the 9 months, contributing to a turnover increase more than 20% compared to last year, and we expect that by the end of this year, the business unit managing the international will grow in term of top line more than 30% compared to the turnover achieved last year, and even EBITDA is growing materially. It was already positive, and is going to increase about by 50% this year, in the full year. In page 4, you can see the usual presentation that we are used to give you regarding sales and EBITDA breakdown, from which you can see that the contribution both of OVS and Upping has been material. Obviously, there has been an important contribution of sales from Charles Wegele, basically as expected. And there is an approximately 4% growth with OVS, excluding Wegele, and 8.5% with Upping. And the EBITDA generated by OVS is growing by almost 7%, and Upim 30% increase compared to last year, for a total combined effect of plus 9.6%. I think it's important also to mention that the trade working capital has improved. In the first 9 months, during a period which normally is characterized by a cash absorption, compared to last year, there has been a huge improvement, 46 million of lower cash absorptions, which means that we have recovered a big part of the worst working capital and worst net financial position that we achieved at the end of last year, and we are on track on coming back to the expected level. And this is a combination of higher trade receivable, inventory control, and increasing accounts payable, which is at the end reflected in a better financial position compared to last year by more than 30 million. After having made CapEx in line with our plan, mostly related to store opening and refurbishment of stores, so most of the CapEx being, as usual, related to things that customer appreciates as new, so basically revenue generative. In page 7, we have the usual presentation of our net debt and EBITDA, and from which you can see that the leverage is reducing, once excluded the one-off extraordinary mark-to-market derivative effect, which in the quarter has been much lower compared to the 6 months, thanks to a different spot rate. In the consolidated cash flow statement, I would simply emphasize the better cash flow in terms of cash absorption compared to last year. And maybe as an outlook, given that the figure has been, decent or good, we can say that November has been okay. Weather has been moderately positive. Sales has been impacted also by the change in the habits of customers because the Black Friday is becoming very important, and it has been important for us as well. But without creating issues at the gross margin level. The network continued to expand, and I think for the one of you that might take the time to see in Milan the new City Life shopping mall, which is a great achievement for the present moment which Milan is living with a growing attraction. In this area, which is really downtown Milan, we decided to open an OVS, and the quality of this shopping mall is very high, and the store is probably the best in terms of visual that we have created. Originally, we were scary about this location because it is very highly qualitative, but maybe not enough strong commercially. Probably we have been wrong. We are happy to have a big store, a beautiful store, I guess, and I invite the one of you that can take the time to have a visit, to pay a visit to our store, which is achieving results which are much, much higher than our expectation. And without any material overlapping with the other Milan store, because we check the figure every day, and we are not reducing our turnover compared to all the area in the stores which are near to the nearby to this one. We will continue to consolidate the Italian market. We are opening everywhere. We are looking at similar attitude to some of our competitors, so we have to continue consolidating this market, which is becoming less and less fragmented, but still is very much fragmented. We are also paying a lot of attention to our international presence, not only with Charles Wegele, whose activities are proceeding in line with our expectation, with a number of conversions which has been made according to our budget. And as of today, we completed the conversion of the Swiss stores with about 140 stores converted. But also in other countries where we are opening new stores using what I used to say our organic growth. As I mentioned, we opened two stores in France. One is in Paris. They are the first full format, and they are performing very well. We opened the store in the last 20 days. E-commerce, which is growing rapidly with an overall increase of about 75%, and also a strengthening and continuous attention paid to the omnichannel and one customer view strategy, which is becoming more and more important. And at this regard, we inform you that we introduced in the company, in the organization of the company, a senior manager coming from a very important experience in Italy and out of Italy, which has been appointed as new chief digital officer. And that will promote a new phase of digitalization in the company. We also launched, after 3 years of continuous efforts in order to improve our standard in terms of sustainability, we launched a website fully dedicated to corporate sustainability. And we did because we feel that now finally, even if in the sustainability, with reference to sustainability, you never know where you have to stop because it is a continuous effort to improve. We believe that according to the benchmark and according to the opinion of two important international advisors that are supporting us in this process, our KPIs are positioning the company among, if not the best in class, at least very close to the best in class, so we can finally start even communicating that we are a serious company which is taking in serious consideration all the aspects relating sustainability. And this, I say again, not because we were not serious, but because deciding to communicate imply that you must be totally in line with the best practices, and you have a workload full of initiatives in order to give consumers and stakeholders confidence that the company is in the proper track on this regard. Finally, basically, where we are today, very near to Christmas, we think that even December sales are proceeding well. We don't see any reason why we shouldn't achieve our goal for the full year in line with the expectation, I think. And we believe that we are continuing to generate value for our shareholder, and we are pretty confident that even next year we'll be able to generate an appropriate growth and value creation. So thank you for now. I'm happy to receive, together with my team out here, Nicola Perin and Andrea Tessarolo, your questions.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Andrea Bonfà with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. I got, let's say, one set of questions for Ciasbogole and another question on your recently opening of City Life. As far as Ciasbogole, you just mentioned the fact that, let's say, operations are performing in line with budget. But, let's say, in the previous quarter conference call, it seems that you were above budget and you were a little bit more enthusiastic. Are you still, let's say, reducing a little bit the expectation, Ciasbogole, or everything is according to plan? If you can just elaborate on that. And the second question is, how much of the cost savings on procurement that you were expecting for 2017, the 7 million that you mentioned, let's say, in the previous conference call, are already included in the third quarter? And the third one on Ciasbogele, I'm still on the learning curve of on the sell-in, let's say, and sell-out of Ciasbogele. How many sales shall we expect in the last quarter of the year? Should be very minimal, or if you can also elaborate on that, basically your expectation of selling sales for Ciasbogele for the full year, basically. And if I may, the last one is as far as a new shop in shopping malls like City Life, which are performing better than your expectation. At net level, taking into account the rent cost, is that dilutive or is it in line with the group or is it even enhancing the margin? Thank you very much.
Okay, I smiled when you checked my enthusiasm because we are very happy with our new client and minority participation. Obviously, we are entering in a phase where we are working harder to in order to be able to understand every signal that the market is giving us about mistakes which are always present in every of this activity. But to make the story a little bit more structured, when we spoke the last quarter, we were experiencing an incredibly high level of enthusiasm from customers about the new openings. So we were converting the first stores, and the sales were incredibly high. So this was why maybe I was excited during that days. Normally, life is not what you can expect in the first moment of the day, but it is full of positive and negative, and at the end of the day, you have to draw a line and deciding what is the balance of the period. We are entering in a situation which is now different. We are managing the stores, we are managing the sales every day, every week. There has been a very warm October, So sales in October has been lower than expected. Then in September, they were higher than expected. Now sales seems to be fine. But what we are doing, more than looking at sales, is looking at what is happening in our logistics, in our planning, in our distribution, because we have to be ready to work with this company for years, not for 1 or 2 months. So basically, I can summary it. My summary can be that we have a great acceptance by customers. We did 140 conversions in Switzerland in line with budget, and a huge workload has been successfully accomplished. This is regarding the first phase of store conversion. Then the company decided to enter in a massive advertising campaign, which is benefiting the image of OVS in any case across Switzerland and Austria. Also, the company decided to, together with our advisor, to totally change the marketing policy by reducing to zero the activity of leaflets, minimizing by 30 million the total cost of producing papers and distributing paper. In terms of merchandising, we are very happy with kids. Woman is okay, and men is lower compared to the expectation. And the reason mostly is the fitting. We are learning that the Swiss customer want to have much more regular sizes than slim, contrary to what we have in Europe, in the rest of Europe. For instance, they want to buy two length. They want to see two length when they buy jeans, because they don't want to adjust the jeans, because of the cost of adjusting a trouser in Switzerland is higher than the cost of the trouser itself. So we are in a learning phase regarding merchandising. We are doing much better in city center, like in Zurich, for instance, or in Bern, compared to what we perform in the small, more traditional country areas, where we have maybe smaller stores. They have smaller stores. We are changing drastically the customer profile. According to the CRM analysis, we have lost about 50% of the old customer, and we have gained another 60-70% of new customers. As a matter of fact, our volume are increasing compared to just regular, but the prices are lower, and the average age of our customer is about 12 years lower compared to the original just regular customer. So there is a huge change in the customer profile. I'm sure it will take time to learn, to adjust everything we need to do in order to be perfect. But all in all, if we look at sales, margin, marketing, and general overhead cost, we think that even if we have to still to work harder in order to help this company to completely restructure, convert itself, we are on the right track, I guess. And finally, regarding the last question on the contribution, we are projecting for the full year. Better I give you the full year number, because the 9 months, I'm not sure if I remember well, but Nicola can help me. We will, based on the intake planning for the next for the month of November, which is already actual, and the small amount that we will deliver in December, the net contribution of Charles Wegele to our accounts will be about 10 million. Half of it, more or less, royalties, and half of it synergies, more or less. Then if you're not satisfied, you can ask a second question to Nicola that can answer in a proper way. With reference to City Life, well, first of all, even if it would be dilutive, we are speaking about one store out of 550, so, but it is not. Because personally, I was uncertain about the quality from a commercial point of view of the project. I got an agreement which is only based on variable rent. So we are very happy, because the turnover is higher. We are paying variable rent, which are more than okay compared to our budget, and the store is as of now, if the projections would be confirmed, would be hugely accretive.
Okay, thank you very much. I got a follow-up question for Nicola. Nicola, how much of the 10 million are included in the 9 months, the 10 million savings, if it's possible to know?
It's around 5 million. Half of
okay.
It's included in the 9 months. And the last of the three questions about Charles Wrigley is we are still expecting an additional 20 to 25 million sell-in sales to Charles Wrigley in the last quarter.
Thank you very much. And I come back later on. Thank you.
Welcome.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is a follow-up from Andrea Bonfà with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Sorry, I exploit the situation since there seem not to be so many questions. If it's possible from your side to elaborate on your expectation at that by year end, you definitely achieved some results in the 9 months. How much shall we expect in terms of net cash generation in the last quarter, and how much do you expect to end up in terms of net debt, including mark-to-market by year end? And if I may, again on the mark-to-market, can you please confirm us that if as long as the purchases on the US dollar sourcing keeps unfolding, this mark-to-market will disappear, basically. Thank you.
Okay, so in terms of net debt projection for the end of the year, to be honest, for me, it's difficult to have a projection including mark-to-market. So I would prefer to provide an idea without a mark-to-market effect. And this, if you take the improvement of our net financial position in the first 9 months, October 2017, compared to last year, we are now 33 million better, and I think we can be around 40-45 million better for the end of the year compared to the previous year. So improving an additional 10-15 million in the last quarter. We are still, of course, operating our aging policies according to the plan of buying merchandising from countries denominated in US dollar. And we are expecting, of course, that the mark-to-market impact will go down according to the fact that the US dollar remains, the exchange rate remains at this level, because our new edge is at a better spot, and so the difference between the bulk of edge at a lower exchange rate compared to the spot is improving.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Marco Baccaglio with Kepler. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. First question is, you're probably starting to look in your potential evolution of store base in 2018. So if you can give us a rough idea of how much space you will have increase in Italy and maybe international on an organic basis. Secondly, is a clarification on this impact from the synergies. In Q2, you told us that the impact in H2 would have been 10 million positive, and now you are telling us that you have achieved 5 of the 10 million in the 9 months, which leads me to think that without the Charles Wrigley operation, your EBITDA in the third quarter would have not progressed too much, because you went from 51 to 56 million euro. So I want just to try to reconcile these numbers if it's possible. And last question is about this newspaper article which was appearing on Saturday, where it is said that BC Partners, and so Gruppo Coin, is looking for a buyer of remaining 80% stake. So if you can share us any possible detail that you could have about the timeline of this potential operation and who could be, in your view, a potential type of investor interested in taking this stake.
My answer to the first and to the third, and then I ask Nicola to answer to the second question. Regarding the organic growth in Italy and international, on Italy, even if we have still not made our budget for next year, we are working on the budget right now, we plan that we will continue having more or less the same number of openings that we planned for this year. So we will range between 30 and 40 full format, probably equally distributed between OVS and UPIM. We have this opening in our pipeline now. So I think that another 3-4% of the growth generated by a new opening in Italy is almost secured. And as I said before, we are not noticing a dilution in the profitability generated by the newly opened store. So as of now, we are still able to find locations which are basically positive in terms of contribution compared to the average, if not better in some cases. What probably is going to change is that the organic growth out of Italy seems to demonstrate some solid points. We are experiencing our growth out of Italy since several years, but never like now, since that the combination of a team which is managing finally this aspect in a very professional way. A very good appreciation of our merchandising, particularly the women, which has been the most difficult in our former attempt to become international, and which now is contributing much more than in Italy in the mix of sales. You consider only that in Italy the average contribution of the women to our assortment, also because we are very reputed in kids, doesn't exceed 35%. While in the Paris store, but also in the Saudi Arabian stores, full format that we opened, the woman is very close to 50% in the contribution, generating a much more appropriate mix between women, men and kids, more close to the market, share of these categories compared to Italy, when we are overweight on kids because of historical reasons. So, and the third is the operations. So our operation in terms of planning, delivery, logistic, replenishment are getting better and better. And this is very helpful when you deal with international partners. So based on these three reasons, I think that we will continue to post an important growth in our international sales, organic, I mean, hopefully with another, if not 50%, maybe another 20-30% of space increase. So, and considering the tail of the new openings in 2017 and this maybe 20% surface increase, I think we can expect another maybe 30% growth, if not more, out of Italy next year. The third question was related to the news from Sole 24 Ore. To be honest, I have no word to comment what this journalist decided to say to the market. Basically, he announced, totally in absence of news, that next year we will have Easter. Or Christmas. It is obvious that BC Partner, being a private equity, sooner or later will sell its share in its stake in OVS. There is no agreement, no disclosure, which has been made, and there is nothing that I can tell you, not because I'm prohibited, but because there's nothing to say. So it is a pure speculation of this journalist. We had a discussion with BC partner. I would be aware of this kind of dialogues, if any. There is no dialogue undergoing, and the journalist was having no news and no information regarding this topic. He asked me and he asked BC to comment. We refused to comment because there is nothing to comment on this side.
On the second question, so even if we exclude the contribution of Charles Berger, that is a little bit less to be precise compared to the half of the 10 million, we need to consider that last year in the third quarter, UPIN made a big performance in the EBITDA with almost plus more than 7 million contribution in one quarter. And this was due because the pipeline of the new opening of the Blue Kids franchising coming from the first half and the new Blue Kids opening in the autumn-winter season generate an important sell-in for UPIM with an important impact on the EBITDA. So this year, all the brands are improving. On a year to date, this is pretty evident. On a quarterly basis, only UPIM is not improving compared to last year, is a little bit less, but this is only due to these particular events of last year.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is a follow-up from Andrea Bonfà with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Hi, Stefano, if I may, is it possible to receive a comment from your side on what's your view on the potential further consolidation of the market in terms of various names or other players which are maybe a target of yours or which were in the past some targets of yours? Thank you.
Well, the only thing I can say is that maybe for us good news from Benetton, given that Benetton is still one of the biggest players of the market, and with the coming back of Luciano Benetton managing the company, probably they will have to dedicate time to understand what is happening, and maybe they will not be in the position to react so fast to the market changes and the market need. They speak about colors, they speak about things that maybe if we are lucky will not be extremely successful, but I don't know. This is just a personal opinion, considering what you asked to me. Then we are realizing that Zara, as expected, is not as aggressive in new openings anymore, while Bershka and Pull&Bear, they are. H&M is not leaving an exciting phase, I guess, and we also see this in Italy. We look at our... When we are in the shopping mall door-to-door, I think that on a comparable basis, we are performing better compared to them. But this is only a personal opinion. No major news from other companies. Uniqlo will enter in Italy, in Milan, according to some news. I don't think it's going to be a disrupting move for the market. We are absorbing, as you see in the figure, the Primark effect. We are still able to be flat in a declining market. And with the market share of the online player, which is growing and growing, maybe it was to mention, I forgot to mention, that we are working well in our online approach. We are in line with our budget for the year. I told during the last conference or one of the last conferences that our goal was to have more than 10 million generated by the web, and this will be the case. This year we will achieve the small amount, to be honest, of 10 million, but growing by 70%. And I guess next year we will continue growing definitely. During the Black Friday, our sales on the web of OBS increased by 700%, which means that once the customer mood is to be multi-channel, they are very close to OBS, because I don't think that it is basically normal to have a plus 700%. It means that once the opportunity to buy is only or mostly in the store, they go to the store, but once there is a phenomenal event like Black Friday, the people is interested in buying OBS also on the web. And this performance has been very encouraging. And that's it. I could speak for hours, but better I don't, because you are many and every one of us has many things to do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, so I think that if there are no other questions, hopefully because the presentation has been clear and the figures are decent, I thank you for your attention, for your question. I wish you Merry Christmas to each of you, and good luck for the next year, to you and to us as well. Ciao.